Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Reverend John Reynolds. We want to welcome you to Brighton First United Methodist Church in Whitmore Lake. We're so grateful to have you with us this morning. I just want to say, Gil and Myrna, we're so grateful that you are so bravely braving the Free Willy splash zone right here. We're grateful to have you right here in the front row. If you can't see and you're worshiping online, we have this wonderful halo against the back building. And then Gil and Myrna, you guys are holding down the fort in the front row. So thank you for being here with us. It's so great to have you. It's so great to see you. It's so great to be with you. This is an exciting day in the life of our church. A little bit later on in the service, we'll be handing out Bibles to some of our students here, and we're excited to see not only the students with us, but also what those Bibles are going to do in their lives, the ways in which it's going to shape and impact the way that they live their lives and who they become. We're a congregation that's encouraging people to know God, love God, and serve God, and we're grateful for this beautiful weather this morning. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, it was thunderstorms, and we were a little bit anxious about pulling this all together, but by God's grace, we're able to be together, and we're grateful to see your smiling faces, to see your eyes, to see you here present, to know that you're watching online, that you're experiencing God's grace from the comfort of your own homes. I'm personally grateful because yesterday, if you can believe it, in the midst of a global pandemic, if you look a little bit to your right, there's a dumpster filled with steel. There's a dumpster filled with aluminum. There's boxes and bins filled with copper wires and chips and silver. Because there were several people that decided to volunteer their time to collect metal scraps so that we might raise money for mission. At the same time, a group of folks went down to Detroit with Greg Geis, and they were serving at Cass Community Social Services. And yesterday, there were several volunteers who were building a new home for a resident through Habitat for Humanity. There are some people who say that things are shut down, but not our church. We continue to serve people all throughout the world. And so as we worship together this day, as we give thanks to God's grace and provision in our midst, I pray that the Holy Spirit would touch your life. Today we're going to be talking about how you use your time. And none of us know how much time we have, but every day we get to make a decision about how we use it. And I am so grateful that some of your time this week is spent right here with us. Let us worship God together as we join our voices in song this morning. Amen.
What an incredible way to start the morning this morning. Here's our opening prayer. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." From the demands and pressures of this past week, we come, O Lord, seeking rest and renewal. Hear the cries of our hearts, our prayers, our needs. Heal and restore us, for this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everyone. For those of you who maybe hadn't heard yet, we are celebrating the giving away of our third grade and kindergarten Bibles today. I'm Bailey. I am the new Children's and Student Ministries Director for First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. I'm very excited to be here in the church that I actually grew up attending throughout most of grade school and high school. So it's a blessing to be here, and I'm very excited to celebrate these next steps steps that these students and children are taking in their faith as they receive these Bibles that are, you know, geared towards teaching them the fundamentals of our faith at the point in life that they are at, whether they are pre-reading and it's more picture-based, or if they are just beginning to really get the foundations of reading down and are able to take a deeper dive. So we would invite all of our kindergarten and third graders to come up with a parent or parents, if they would both like to come up. And we will kind of gather in this little area down here, and we will present the Bibles to them.
So as you make your way forward, thank you so much for kind of keeping our 6 feet space apart. Come on up, kids. This is a great day. Good morning. We're going to start this morning with handing out our kindergarten Bibles.
So these Bibles we present to you, Colin and Aubrey, and we hope that they help you grow in your faith. The Word of God is a light unto your path. And we have a song that will celebrate that in a minute, but we hope that these are a blessing to you and your family. And Alexander, we present this to you. It's a third grade Bible, so you notice it's a little bit different, but it is a very special gift. I still have my third grade Bible, actually, from when I attended here as a kid. And so we hope that this will be a blessing to you, too, and will help you grow in your faith.
Alexander and Aubrey and Colin, as you look around this room, outside space, actually, I should say, these are part of your whole church family. Your parents are with you this morning, but as you look around, it's part of your church family here, and they are so excited to help you learn about Scripture. They are so excited to be praying for you as you open up the words of the pages of the story Bibles, as you learn about Jacob and Esau, or you learn about creation, or as you learn about Jesus and the great parables, as you learn about Mary and Martha. This, your church family gathered here today, is praying for you, encouraging you. And as you read the Scriptures, as you study at home, and as you have questions, we're excited to be a part of your faith journey. Let's pray. Let's share a prayer of blessing over these kids this morning. Oh, holy and loving God, today is a great day. We gather for worship and we celebrate and we praise you. We praise you for the sunshine. We praise you for this beautiful church family gathered here. And we praise you for these children, giving you thanks for their faith journey. God, as they open up these words of Scripture, as they look at the pages, as they discuss the questions, as they study with their parents, may you bless them on their journey, their faith formation journey, as they seek to grow in knowing you and loving you and serving you, God. For their journey ahead, we know it is bright, and we, God, know that you are a light to our pathway that you help us see. So bless the kids this day and the reading of the Scripture and the understanding of the Scripture and the church family that gathers around them to support them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Congratulations, kids.
Our Bible reading today is from Luke 10, 38 through 42. Jesus visits Mary and Martha. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The words of God for the people of God.
It is good to be worshiping with you this morning. It is great to be in the outside beauty of the sunshine. God is good, amen? God is good. Whether you're worshiping online or joining us in person, it's great to be with you on this special kindergarten and third grade Bible Sunday. Do you remember receiving your Bible? Was that a tradition of the church with where you were raised? Do you remember receiving your Bible? Well, as we turn to these words of Scripture this morning, we hear this story of Mary and Martha. As we get started and we start pondering and thinking about this Scripture, will you please join me in a word of prayer? Let's pray. O holy and loving God, you are good. We give you thanks for this day, for the breath in our lungs and gathering us here this day. God, behold, worry is on our hearts, but praise is also on our lips. And so, God, as we now turn to these words of Scripture, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our heart, God, may they be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer. And all God's people said, amen. Over the past 6 months, life has certainly changed, hasn't it? Things are being done differently. And over the past 6 months, I've noticed how computers and smartphones and tablets and TVs and all things screens have gotten a lot of our time and a lot of our attention as we're adjusting to these new ways of living, these new ways of being. Since the beginning of the pandemic, many people have found themselves engaged more with technology. Is that you? Is that you? Perhaps it's you're turning on the TV or you've been binge watching through Netflix or you're watching movies as you're maybe at home more seeking out entertainment or in those early days of being home during more stay-at-home orders. Or maybe you found yourself engaged more in technology as you're adapting to doing work from home and figuring out new ways of working, telecommuting into the office. Or maybe you are finding new ways of engaging technology as you're connecting with family and friends on Zoom and on Skype and on FaceTime or just an old-fashioned phone call. And then there's the many teachers and students that are engaging more online this year, as this fall, as some schools are going to online learning and they find themselves through Google Classroom and Zoom and all those other platforms in which we're learning. I certainly have found myself on technology a whole lot more. Have you? Have you found yourselves on technology a lot more? Well, it's gotten me thinking. I wonder how often I'm on my phone throughout the day. Got me wondering how often I'm on my phone for answering emails or on Zoom calls or text messages or just making a phone call to someone. Well, if you have an iPhone, like the one I'm holding up here, I'm not sure if this is the same with Android, but if you have an iPhone, there's this feature that monitors and produces a weekly report of your screen time. Did you know about this? Yep, I'm seeing some nods, right? So it can tell you how much time you spent using internet or social media or listening to podcasts or a variety of other uses on your phone. And then the phone can track and compile all of this data, and it can give you a weekly report just at the click of your phone. If our phones can track our usage and let us know how much screen time we're using, it makes me wonder, how are we using the rest of the time in our lives? If we were to take a time audit, if we were to evaluate the many ways in which we use our time throughout our day or throughout our week or throughout the month or even throughout the whole year, what might our report say? This morning's scripture passage, we get a picture of two sisters. And we get an account of how these two sisters used their time. They used their time quite differently in the scripture story. This morning, as we turn to Luke's gospel, the 10th chapter, we encounter Mary and Martha. Oh, this is one of my favorite Bible stories. Surprise, since I'm preaching on it. It's one of my favorite Bible stories, and it gives us this sneak peek into the family dynamics of two sisters. We get to see a little sibling rivalry kind of thing going on. Maybe we get an insight to some of the birth order dynamics. But we read about this conflict that emerges between Mary and Martha. So as the story starts out, Martha extends an invitation to Jesus to come to her home, to rest a while, probably to enjoy a meal. Just before this scripture passage, we read about the story of Jesus and the Good Samaritan. Do you remember that story? So Jesus has been busy teaching and being with people, and so he receives this invitation to Mary's house to rest, to breathe a while. And in anticipation of Jesus' arrival, Martha goes about getting the house ready, attending to all of those things that make for the home prepared. She wants to be a great hostess. If you've ever hosted a Thanksgiving dinner or you've ever hosted a barbecue in the summer or Christmas, you know you want to have the house clean and a delicious meal prepared and everything just right. And that was Martha's intentions. She wants everything to be perfect for Jesus. Well, when Jesus arrives, we learn that Martha is busy and she's attending to all these details, and she gets frustrated with her sister, who hadn't really been pulling her weight. She hadn't been doing her fair share of the preparations. And so she goes to Jesus and she starts grumbling and complaining that she's been left to do all this work by herself. Why isn't Mary chipped in to help? She's had to do it all by herself. It's just not fair. Well, while Martha used her time preparing for Jesus' arrival, taking care of all of those many tasks and hostess things to be taken care of, Mary used her time in a different way. She chose to sit at the feet of Jesus when he arrived. She chose to slow down her pace and be present to her guest, just to be with him. While Martha's busying around and taking care of all that needs to be done and wanting the house to be perfect and the meal to be perfect, she starts having this complaining, grumbling, grumpy heart about her. And Mary's the one that's present to her guest, being with him. The sisters have very different ways of using their time, spending their time that day. Martha, she's the sister that was busy at work. She's the person that keeps the to-do list, that checks things off, that accomplishes the many tasks at the end of the day. Martha, she's like Martha Stewart, the hospitality focus, the perfect home, the busy, 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 always on the go, the energizer battery. Martha, who never stops. Mary, on the other hand, she's the sister that takes things a little bit more slowly. She stops. She rests. She pauses. She literally sits at the feet of Jesus to learn from her rabbi. Perhaps she's more of the contemplative type who embraces stillness. As you think about these biblical characters this morning, not to make them into caricatures, because that's too simplistic, but as you think about these Bible characters this morning, do you find yourself relating more to one or the other? Can you relate to Martha, the sister with the to-do list? Can you relate to Martha when she gets frustrated with her sister for not pulling her fair share of the work, leaving it for her to accomplish by herself? Or can you relate to Mary, the sister who was a bit more of a free spirit, the sister who took the moment for calm and embraced rest? Perhaps Mary was also good at taking time for Sabbath rest. And Mary, let's note Mary's character too. Mary was a sister who was going to push a cultural norm and a boundary expectation or two. She sat at the feet of Jesus, even when this would have turned a few heads and made a few people upset, because women learning from Jesus, women learning from a rabbi, a teacher, this was pushing some boundaries. So as you think about these biblical characters this morning, to whom might you relate more? Are you inclined to be like Mary, or are you inclined to be like Martha? In our U.S. culture, our U.S. culture might tell us that accomplishing goals and achieving status and crossing things off our to-do list and being busy on the go would place Martha at a higher level of importance. After all, it's the Marthas of the world that keep things spinning. There are our achievers, the ones that never stop. And in our U.S. culture, we value people for producing results and certainly praise people for their never-ending work. But I find it interesting that in the scripture passage, Jesus doesn't praise Martha for the extra hours that she's worked. Jesus doesn't praise her for accomplishing the many tasks in preparation for him and coming over to visit. Instead, Jesus, in this moment, points out that she's been busy. She's been distracted, and it's actually Mary in this moment who's chosen the right path She's chosen right in this instance. Don't get me wrong, I love a good to-do list. I love checking things off. I like keeping busy and accomplishing the tasks. I like starting the day with a task list like this and either whittling it down to zero or whittling it down to almost done. I can certainly relate to the Martha. There's a Martha spirit within me. But perhaps Jesus wouldn't praise me if I was trying to consistently work 80-hour work weeks. While our U.S. culture might affirm the busyness and give accolades of praise for that, it appears that Jesus wants us to slow down and pause and set aside the busyness and the distraction. It's hard to do, isn't it? Busy and distracted. That just about describes the past 6 months for many of us. Have you felt yourself being busy or distracted lately? Certainly, life in a pandemic has left many people feeling busy or distracted, busy trying to figure out how to work from home, busy trying to figure out how to navigate a new job, busy trying to figure out what the best option might be for our kids in school, online or in person, busy trying to figure out new forms of technology just to connect with our family and our friends that live across the country. Others of us have found ourselves quite distracted. It's easy to just be distracted by what we're seeing on the news or read in social media, distracted by the endless chatter of conversation, distracted by the added stress as we're trying to adapt to this new normal. Busy and distracted, certainly easy to understand those feelings. In those moments, when I find myself feeling busy or distracted, there's this song that always kind of rings in my head. It's a hymn. It's found out of the faith we sing. If we were in the sanctuary this morning, I invite you to sing along. The words of this song go something like this. Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are freed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our eyes that we can see all the things that really matter. Be at peace and simply be. You're too kind. Perhaps this morning, as we find ourselves in worship, maybe we find ourselves more like Martha, or maybe we find ourselves more like Mary. I'd encourage you this afternoon on the Sabbath day to take a moment to reflect on that question. Where are you in your life right now? More like Martha or more like Mary? I think there's a balance someplace in the middle. Are there moments in your life where you just need to sit still and sit at the feet of Jesus and rest? Maybe give yourself permission to rest. Are there moments when you need to create space for prayer or scripture reading or serving in mission to care for someone else? Or are there moments when you actually do need to get busy and accomplish the tasks that God has for you in the days to come? In this balance of life, may we hold and balance the Mary and the Martha within us. Maybe hold and balance the characteristics so that we might not only do the work of God, but that we might be present to God in our midst. What's on your screen time audit? If you were to pull up your phone and you were to look at your screen time, what's your audit report say this morning? To whom can you relate? Where is God calling you to stretch and grow? Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are freed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear
Amen. There are many ways that we can respond to God's word in our midst. Maybe you can give a little bit of your time. The world certainly needs folks to sort of roll up their sleeves and do good in it these days, doesn't it? Maybe you can sign up for a weekend at Habitat for Humanity. Maybe you can sign up to help us pull copper wires out of appliances. Maybe you can sign up to go down to CAS or deliver equipment to Rio Bravo. Maybe God's calling you today to give a little bit of your treasure so that the ministry here at this church can continue to faithfully grow and be multiplied. Maybe you can volunteer to help us teach the next generation, invest in our third graders and preschoolers who are just learning these stories of our faith. We invite you to give generously so that these great ministries can continue. Amen.
Good morning. I would like first to draw your attention to the prayer quilt that is given this morning. If you choose, you may raise a hand in recognition of the Holy Spirit that is amongst us this morning as we present this gift. Dear God, we give this quilt, offering our prayers as well for healing, for peace, and for comfort for him in the days to come. We also pray for comfort for his family and friends, wisdom for the medical community, and we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And now let's come together in a sense of community, which I believe is nothing short of a miracle when I look out here at all of you here today and how we yearn and are glad to be together. Please pray with me. Gracious Lord, we thank you for this day that we can be together, for the fall weather we're enjoying as the season changes. We're grateful for church leadership through these changing times. We are blessed to have a caring community here serving in all sorts of mission activities and opportunities. We give thanks for the medical community, for doctors, nurses, researchers, teachers, for all whom you send into the fields of service that better our lives. Dear God, at the same moment that we're thankful for all that we have, we are aware of the many needs that are not met in our community, our country, and the world. And so we lift a twofold prayer to you. Bring comfort to those many peoples who today are experiencing incredible suffering, and lead us to find solutions about where and how we can help. We pray for people who find themselves homeless and jobless. We pray for families who are separated from one another. We pray for the many people who are barely eking out a living from day to day, but feel very insecure about the future. We pray for those who are struggling with illness and with depression. Recently, our attention is drawn to ravaging fires in our west, seasonal storms in the south, and we pray for safety of all who are in the pathways of these threats. We pray for the first responders who are pledged to do all they can to mitigate these disasters. Please guard them in their courageous work and uplift their hearts when they are exhausted. God, there are so many distractions and directions calling us that we pray for peace and calm in these unusual times. Help us to focus ourselves not on what ourselves lack, but what we have got and how we can use it. With a steady assurance that you are listening, God, we raise these petitions to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who directed us to pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hasn't the music ministry this morning been outstanding? Thank you. As we leave this time of worship, I just have three things that I would love for you to know. At the end of the week, we sent out a church email that lifted up, now is the time for registering for fall classes for our adults. So I'd encourage you to head to our website, and you can see what ways you can get connected in community. Some are meeting online, some are meeting outside. We hope for you to find a small group community and a spiritual home where you can encourage one another on the journey. There's great things happening. One class that I would lift up is I'm going to be doing a new member class September 28th. It's going to be 3 weeks, 7:30, online at Zoom. Perhaps you're interested in joining a church membership and you're ready to say, this is the place I want to make my church home. I want to grow some roots here. I want to get connected with this church community at Brighton, at Whitmore Lake, here. If you're already a church member, but you're interested in learning more about Wesleyan theology, about what it means to be a United Methodist, if you just want to have a chance to learn some more folks and be a part of a class, you're invited to come as well. September 28th, 7:30. Another great resource and thing I want to put before you is, have you ever wished there was something like United Methodist Netflix? There is. It's called Amplify Media. And our church has a subscription, and we're inviting you all to get logged in and get a membership with it. Amplify Media is a chance for you to watch Christian pastors and theologians and preachers from the comfort of your home. So if you've binge-watched through all of Netflix and you've watched all movies over the past few months, and you're ready for some good scripture study, be inspired by a sermon or a message, we want to get you connected with Amplify. Visit our church website or call into the church office for a little help. You get a username and password. It's free for you all. You can learn and grow in your faith from home. All right, church, so as we leave this time of worship, may the love of God be with you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ surround you. May the power of the Holy Spirit uplift you. May you go forth this day holding in balance a little bit of Mary, a little bit of Martha, seeking out moments to sit at the feet of Jesus, but also continuing to engage in the work of ministry like Martha. Go in peace this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.